If you've been struggling mentally, emotionally, or physically, in this episode, we're going to talk about learning self-awareness. See, the majority of my life, I struggled with having emotions, but suppressing them and ignoring them and blocking them. And when my mind would start to race, I would just distract myself. I would distract myself with work or doing something else, scrolling on social media, turning on the TV, and constantly suppressing and blocking and ignoring what it is that I was feeling, what it is that I was thinking. And even physically, my body struggled because I was not present and in tune with how my body was feeling. So you see, awareness is having a conscious effort of being aware of your mind, body, and emotions. And we're going to talk about that today. Because you see, as you start to learn yourself, right? As you start to learn yourself, you start to learn how to check in with yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically on a daily basis. See, my entire life, I listened to mentorship, I listened to mindset development and so forth, and they always talked about consistency and doing the same thing every day. And I always struggled. I would do it for a few days, a few weeks, and then I would fall off the bandwagon. I would fall off the horse. And I was always striving for this perfection that these gurus, that these mindset coaches would have out there of do the same thing every day, stay consistent, right? Feel the pain, all of these things. And there's some truth to that, but we're human. We're not perfect. We're not striving for perfection, and we're allowed to have emotions. We're allowed to have feelings. We're allowed to have good days, and we're allowed to have bad days. And what society has taught us out there is a sense of perfection. And guess what that leads us to? That leads us to suffering. Because, see, I would listen to these gurus, right, that were teaching mindset and consistency and all these things. And I would listen and I would do it, I would do it, I would do it. And then I would have a bad day. I wasn't feeling well. I would get sick and I would fall off and I would beat myself up. I would cause myself suffering for why can't I be and why can't I do what other people are doing? I need to strive to be better. I need to strive for perfection. And it leads to suffering. So if you're falling into that, maybe there's areas of in your life, mentally, emotionally, or physically, where you are trying to be consistent with something, right? And you're trying to follow a baseline, a goal that you have set for yourself every day, every week, every month, every year, that may be. And if you're finding yourself struggling sometimes, it's because we're striving for perfection, not being human. So what I want to talk about is setting baselines for yourself, but being malleable off of those baselines. What does that mean? Okay, setting a baseline for yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, daily, doing a check-in, creating some sort of daily check-in routine for yourself, because we're allowed to feel, we're allowed to think, and we're allowed to have great days, bad days, and okay days. So what I encourage you to do is to check in with yourself. So first, let's talk about checking in mentally, okay? This is something that takes 2-3 minutes, right? 2-3 minutes of your day. So whether that works for you mornings, midday, evening, you're able to do it several times throughout the day. It is an awareness that I've started to create for myself, right? So one, how do you check in with yourself mentally? Well, simply, an awareness. Okay, how am I feeling mentally today? Am I feeling exhausted? Am I feeling okay? Is my mind foggy? Is my mind clear? Is my mind feel very rested? And I can do a check-in with myself and see where I am on the scale. And that is my baseline for the day. Because now, if I am mentally exhausted because I just worked a whole lot yesterday or was with the kids or wherever you may be in your life, right? And you're mentally exhausted and maybe you have 3 meetings today and one super important meeting, and you're mentally foggy, you're exhausted, you can't focus, right? There's two things that we do. We either scale up, try to scale up, or scale down, right? So now, if we're mentally exhausted, can we say, hey, what do we need to do? Either one, to prepare ourselves for this important meeting, or two, do we move the meeting and take care of ourselves mentally today? Right? So if you need a nap, if you need to take a bath, if you need to go for a walk, if you need to meditate, if you need to ride your bike, whatever that may mean for you, taking care of yourself that day to allow your mind to come out of that exhausted state, right? So that's knowing right then and there that you need to scale up or scale down, right? Knowing how you feel that day. So if your mind is super energized, you know, okay, how can I be super productive today in my life, in my work, in whatever areas? Or if you're feeling exhausted, how can I take care of myself? How can I move the meetings? Or what self-care can I do to prepare myself for that meeting? So that check-in allows you to set yourself up for the day, because we're not perfect. So do a 30-second check-in when you wake up or throughout your day and say, hey, how am I feeling today mentally? What does my day look like? Based on how it looks like, how can I scale up and be super productive? How can I scale back and just simply do some self-care? Simply let my mind rest and recharge. So there's your mental check-in, right? Then we have the emotional check-in. How can you check in with yourself emotionally? Well, I wake up, right? Take 30 seconds. How am I feeling emotionally today, right? Am I emotionally exhausted? Why am I feeling emotionally exhausted? Am I feeling emotionally okay? Am I feeling love for myself, for my others? Am I feeling connected? Am I feeling inspired, right? What are the emotions that you're feeling? And when you tune in, you can start to feel the emotions that you're feeling. When you check in with yourself to see what those emotions are, now you create an awareness of, wow, yesterday I had a little tiff, a little argument with a partner, with a friend, with a coworker, and that's sitting heavy on my heart today. That's just sitting heavy on my heart, and it's really draining me and upsetting me. So how can I work through those feelings? How can I work through them? Do I need to journal? Do I need to think about it? Do I need to cry? Do I need to call that person and have a conversation? Do I need to table this for later or tomorrow or a later time and work through this, right? It allows you to check in with yourself. Are you holding a sense of anger at something because maybe someone took advantage of you, but you didn't speak up for yourself? Right. And you're holding this anger, this animosity towards this person of like, oh, you know, they asked me to do this and I did it for them. And I'm angry at them. Right. Because they keep asking me to do things, but you didn't speak up for yourself. You didn't set boundaries. You didn't say, hey, I'm exhausted. No, I can't do that for you today. Sorry. Right. So maybe you're holding this anger in there and something triggers you throughout the day. Right. So To be aware of what you're feeling emotionally is key to set yourself up for the day, to know I have this awareness, this emotion that I'm holding on to that I need to sit with at a later time or that I need to sit with now, and making sure that it doesn't affect the quality of your day. It doesn't affect the people you're working with, the people you're surrounding yourself with, that you're not projecting those emotions onto others to affect your day. And once again, knowing to scale up or scale down, if you're feeling emotionally incredible and just radiating, how can I scale up and be productive in my life? How can I scale up and make connections? How can I, whatever that may mean in your life, or what do you need to be aware of that day? I need to be aware of my anger so I don't explode on someone. I need to be aware of the sadness that I have, you know, that I'm not retreating and really taking a step back in work meetings or with my partner that comes home and is trying to tell me a story, right? So when you create that awareness for yourself for the day, that 30 seconds of what you're feeling and deciding if you're going to work with those emotions now or table it for later, at least you have an awareness of what you're experiencing that day emotionally. And once again, can scale up or scale down. Now, the next part is a check-in physically, okay? A check-in physically. So again, taking 30 seconds, taking a minute in the morning, and just sitting with yourself and being aware of your physical body. Does my physical body, how's it feeling? Am I feeling great? Am I feeling sore? Am I feeling hurt? And having that awareness in your body. And you know, maybe your knees hurt. How can you do some love? How can you give your knees some love? Can you give them some therapy, a little bit of massage, a little prayer, meditation, whatever you're into, right? Maybe you need to stretch a little bit. Your arms are feeling sore and you stretch for 30 seconds, 1 minute that morning, right? Maybe you're feeling great. So this comes back into the same type of flow where if you're feeling physically amazing, how can you scale up? Or where do you need to take care of yourself that day? Maybe you say, okay, I do a 2 mile walk every day. I walk 2 miles, but today I am feeling physically exhausted. Maybe you work on your feet all day and your feet are hurting and you can't stick to your goal of walking 2 miles a day, right? And you say to yourself, instead of walking 2 miles today, I'm going to take a bath. I'm going to go get a massage. I'm going to just put my feet up, right? And allowing yourself to check in with what your body is feeling and doing and giving it the proper rest and recovery and recharge. Instead of the I need to be consistent, I need to do the same thing every day, I need to stick to my goals, I need to have perfection. No, ladies and gentlemen, you are allowed to be human. You are allowed to scale up and scale down based on doing a check-in daily. It's okay, right? There's nothing wrong with you. If you see that person that is in the gym every day, completely fit, consistent, does it every day, that's great. But see, we're all unique. Each individual one of us is unique and our bodies need something differently. So when society is out there giving us these plans, these ideas, these mantras, these things that we need to follow, plans, not all fit into one box. Each and every one, in every moment, our body, our mind, our emotions, right, our heart, our soul needs something different in every moment. And when you can start to learn how to create an awareness for yourself of how you are feeling, how you are doing, it allows you to be in tune with yourself, be connected to your heart, and being able to scale up and scale down in your life. And not only that, it allows you to effectively communicate with the people that you're surrounded by daily. Because if I know that I'm emotionally exhausted today because I got into a fight with someone at work or I'm angry at someone at work, I can communicate that with my partner, with my family, with my kids, to the people around you. You can communicate that so that they're aware of what you're going through, what you're struggling with, and you can share how much you choose to, how much you want. You can share a lot, you can share a little, but you can effectively communicate and say, hey, I'm emotionally exhausted. I just don't have a lot of energy today, guys. It's not you, it's me. I just need to focus on recharging. Right. So if my energy is a little bit low today, if, hey, I decide to order in dinner instead of cooking, just know it's just I'm going through some things emotionally from work and I'm working through it. Right. So it allows you to communicate to the people around you what it is that you're experiencing, because guess what? You have certain baselines with them. You have baselines of how you are with your family, how you are with your friends, with your partner, with your kids. You have those baselines, right, that they're used to and how you are with each other. But as we go and experience life and experiences mentally, emotionally, physically, we're going to feel and think certain things. And those baselines will not always be consistent. So now, when you've done that check-in and you know you're struggling and mentally, emotionally, physically that day, you can very easily communicate that, hey, maybe you play with your kids every day for 10 minutes or spend 10 minutes sitting down with your family or your partner and talking to each other. And that day you are just exhausted and down and can't focus on listening to their story or you being excited to share your day. You can very easily communicate and say, hey, I'm feeling off today. I'm just exhausted. I need to recharge. Hey, I just need to do self-care today. I know that, hey, this is our 10 minute. We go for a walk and talk. Hey, my feet are hurting today. Can we just sit and talk? Hey, I just don't feel like talking today. I just need to recharge. I need to take that 10 minutes and go recharge and we can talk maybe later or tomorrow. Right? So it allows you to communicate to the people around you when you're off of that baseline, when you're allowed to have emotions, feelings, right? And you can say, hey, here's what I'm experiencing and this is what I need from you. Or this is what I need for myself. It's not you, it's me just going through some things, right? So it allows you to communicate to the people around you so that they can support you in what you're experiencing. They can be there for you and they can not take it personally thinking that, you know, you have done something or they have done something or so forth, right? So start to create that daily check-in routine with yourself, whether it's once a day or several times a day. I now do it several times a day for myself to ensure that I am feeding my mind, my body, my spirit, my soul with self-care and self-love. And I'm not projecting and affecting the people around me. And doesn't mean that I'm perfect. Doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean it won't happen, right? But it allows you to come out of that suffering. It allows you to step into more sense of peace, of learning yourself. Because where have we ever been taught to do this? I didn't learn it in school. I didn't learn in society. I didn't learn in my family. And we're taught to go to work, do this, get this type of job, right? Whatever you have been taught, whatever society has taught us that we need to be a specific way and do things a specific way, but not take care of ourselves, not communicate how we're feeling, not know how to do self-care, self-love, how to recharge, when to scale up, when to scale down. So start to learn yourself. Start to create a check-in routine mentally, physically, emotionally for yourself. Know that that's the baseline and know when you can scale that baseline up and when you can scale that baseline down and letting go of the idea of perfection. Not ignoring, blocking, or suppressing something that's coming up for you, but having an awareness of it. And once again, knowing when to scale up and when to scale down. It's like driving, right? You know when to hit the brake and you know when to accelerate. Well, that is what we need to learn with ourselves, with our mind, with our spirit, our heart, our soul, which is our emotions, and our body physically. So I encourage you to use our workbook. You'll have an activity in there where you can start to have a little bit of guidance how to check in with yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, how you can scale up and scale down with examples, and maybe use it as a journal. You know, just get a notebook, print it out for yourself, and journal on that every day. It's going to take 1 to 3 minutes of your life to do check-ins and to have a more efficient, more successful, more self-care, more self-love day for yourself. And remember, you are not alone. You're not alone. Everyone is experiencing some sort of mental, emotional, physical ups and downs in their lives. And if you've been going through that, you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. It's okay. We have a free community that you can join as a safe space to be surrounded by others that are going through similar experiences, that are growing, that are working on themselves, that you can engage and ask questions and not have to do it alone, a support group that can be there and help guide you throughout this journey. So I encourage you to Start creating your daily check-in routine. Journal about it. Communicate your baselines. Use that workbook. Join our community. And go out there and start creating self-awareness, because it will move you out of suffering and into love. Sending you love wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Have no fear. Love for the Soul is here. New episodes release every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this episode resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to leave a review below. You can download free interactive workbooks that go with each Love for the Soul podcast episode. So go ahead and click the link below and click free preview. You can also join our free Discord community, where you will get guidance and support on your journey. You don't have to do it alone. And last, follow us on social media. I'd love to be a part of your story, sending you love wherever you are in the world.